On my way to Bootsy Bello with hella the hoes. Try and think what I'ma tell them when they get alone. I'm a glutton for women I shouldn't yearn for. Shouldn't be tempted, but baby, I like to hurt. Or maybe cause I was searching, I found me the perfect person. But me and her didn't work out, she buried what you worked for. And I carry the bitterness of a cola nut. Nah, Jerry and shit, my parents never showed much. Womanizer probably could have been a feminist. Cause I respect them, but Lord, I got polygamy problems. The hoodie come from Barney's, spending money is therapeutic. The way the shit, they don't think that you care to buy. So we buying Prada, Balenciaga like it is nada. And the Ferrari, my favorite's God and tax problems. Pierre Mars, I dropped 10 on my last visit. And half that up in Saks, our favorite black businesses. Sue me, I'm rooting for everybody that's black. Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. Sue me, I'm rooting for everybody that's black. Yo, 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 look, look. Sue me, I'm rooting for everybody that's black. Smack bout two racks on handmade new rags. Sue me, I'm rooting for everybody that's black. That's everybody from sports to college class to rap and back. People, the high life is a movie, we ain't promised a sequel. Hey, ambition, my second album, how was you sleeping? Dropped the album with Seinfeld, they thought I was tweaking. A prophet, a genius, I'm flying with Lena, I'm riding with Nina. One right for the shy, one right where I need her. The funny thing is, I'll always be single. I love me some Logan, I love me some Issa. I never get either, shit. No women is queens, me. I'm a drunk, I'm a demon. Heaven knows I'm a dreamer. I seen Taraji and Calvin, always hope I could be that. I fell in love with an actress, acting like she don't need me. Polarizing the sun, underrated again. Show business and never love you the way you love it. We come and we go, they quick to forget. So every bougie event I attend, I tell them this. Assuming I'm rooting for everybody that's black. Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah. Assuming I'm rooting for everybody that's black. Yo, 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 look, look. Sue me, I'm rooting for everybody that's black. Spent about two racks on handmade new rags. Sue me, I'm rooting for everybody that's black. That's everybody from sports to college class to rap and back.
Haters say that's crazy. Wow, it's crazy. Wow.
Guys, this is also again me on the ones and twos, doing my bestest.
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news.
All right. This is OFC Community Updates. So for those who do not know, OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Resource Hub. Please think of us first for all your community and your business needs. And, you know, I really have to reiterate that, like, really think of us first. Right now, again, big shout out to the community. We're getting a lot of calls for help with people who are applying for the funding with FACE that that Tiggy was speaking about and letting the community know about. It's awesome. First of all, the amount of people that are going after it and that are interested in getting involved. And it's just great what the coalition is doing there. So anybody out there who you have a business idea, you're working on some stuff, you need a hand, do not hesitate. Get in contact with us at the OFC and it's going to be our pleasure to give you a hand. So a couple of past events I want to talk about. So first, actually, before I forget, you definitely want to go check out. Now, I always tell people go to the OFClink.com and go to the event section. But now I want to invite everybody to go check out OFC Community. And the reason for that is we're trying to put everything in one house. So when you go to OFC Community, from there, you could actually, when you go to contact us, you could actually get the community calendar from there. But and you could also get the community directory from there and tons of other little fun little tidbits. So please check out OFC Community. And then you can go contact us, you go community calendar, and you get all the different cool updates that we have popping up there. Some past events. I got to give a huge shout out to our queen, Sam I Am. There was an event on June 20th. It was sound healing and hatha yoga. It was at Park Jari. Again, it was some time ago, yes, but I didn't get a chance to plug last week or to give her a shout out last week. So I definitely want to do that now. Sam I Am and everyone else that took part. Like I'm plugging Sam because that's my homegirl. But she wasn't the only one. It was Krisha. I can't pronounce it. Krisha Siz. They had combined like sound and yoga, just really awesome things. And why that really jumped out at me is because those who know, like, we have the land project and different things like that that we're working on and developing, and different initiatives that we run at the cottage, and just being able to create these healing spaces and create these alternative healing methods. Mm-hmm. Where it's not just conventional. That's really what we're pushing at the ORFC. And so all kind of natural healing, all kind of different things that will help you to tap into yourself and tap into nature, to be able to just, you know, strengthen yourselves. That's really big for us. And I also want to thank everybody who took the time to fill out. We had a survey because we wanted to be sure that the 20 activities that we are working on to be able to offer at the cottage is something that people are interested in. I'm going to plug it one more time on the Empower Hour page. So you guys, please go check it out on the Empower Hour. You'll see the quick little survey there. 20 questions rated from 0 to 5, and just let us know what you think about the different things. Like, we have everything on there from like yoga, meditation, natural healing workshops, sound healing, drum healing, all kind of different things. We just want to know if what we're bringing is what the community is really, really interested in. Also, I want to shout out there was an event in memory of Queen Andrea Holder, who passed away about a month and a bit ago at this point, from Afri Carib. Mm-hmm. So there was a pop-up shop on June 26th and 27th. And again, big shout out to the community just for continuing to support her and everything, to support the family and for supporting her brand and the business that she had created. And again, I want the community to remember that, you know, this mother is gone, her children are still here. So please look for the children, just touch base, let them know aunties and uncles are out there looking out for them, and we have them in heart and mind. Mm-hmm. Other quick, cool little things. Now, before I get into current events, I have a little rant. Just a little rant. It was following up from a conversation we had a couple of weeks ago. We had discussed. We had discussed the fact that we are melanin dominant, and there was a little excerpt I wanted to play. And I had gotten distracted, so I didn't set it up. Okay, so. There's a conversation. Now, I think I've told you guys before that I now love Midnight Miracle with the guys I keep forgetting, David Chappelle, Talib Kweli, Yasiin Bey. And I want to play this excerpt and then I want to talk about it. I'm not sure if that was it. Let me. Yes, that wasn't it. So now while I'm queuing it up, I'll give you guys some context real quick. So, this little excerpt is, they're really just mentioning, what is a good sign of success, not impeding on other people's way of being, just to be able to, I went too far. Yeah. So it's like, how can you be successful without having to impede on anybody's life experience? Is that's technically what everybody should be aiming for and striving for, because that is a sign of success. And, you know, I'm going to play something, but the why I have a bit of a rant is because I still don't feel people are acknowledging the fact that we're living in like these upside down times. And I was having a pretty in-depth conversation with MCD Solo, and the topic was really what determines power. Mm. Now, like, is it how much pain you can give or how much pain you could take?
Ooh. Mm. That's deep.
That is deep.
That's a question.
That's very, very deep.
Thank you. And if you, and now with that in mind, like when we actually really had to, you know, like really think about it, we're like, yo, honestly, it's how much pain you could take is really determines how strong you are. Mm-hmm. Now, with that being said, wouldn't that make the black woman the strongest being on the planet?
I
see the black woman just because the black woman is God, but then after that you have to give credit to women, period. Mm-hmm. Because I don't care what man, brother, whatever, you can't tell me you could take a pain that like a woman does, right? Like you, like giving birth to our children coming in onto this planet, women do that, and the amount of pain that they have to go through right away puts them at the top of the totem pole, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. And then if you have to look at the complete polar opposite, technically that would put the European man as being the weakest on the planet. Now when you look at, and again, I'm not showing shade, this is just straight darkness I'm putting out for you guys. So look, now if you guys really understand what that means, that really means that these people who are inflicting pain, thinking it's empowering them, is really, it's because they are the weakest on the planet. And if us, again, as beings, I'm trying to choose my words just to not I don't want to overignite our people, but the point is, we just have to understand the game that we're playing, understand the game that is being, that we're in, okay, and understand the rules to the game, and understand that it's time that we take back control of our life experiences. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, and if we get some chance sometime at the end, I'll play another excerpt just so you guys can hear it. But it's just understanding that it's really like we're dealing with some people that are, they don't understand that they're inferior, and it is like, it's just time that we just take our position on the planet. And my last little rant on the same topic of what the WTF is, what happened? Now, I'm not sure if you guys remember, right before this whole COVID yadda, we had a situation where all these celebrities were being exposed for their pedophilia and human trafficking. Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember that?
Yes, definitely.
What happened? What happened?
What do you think happened?
I haven't seen anything. It's like since that broke and then COVID came and this distracted everybody, I haven't heard, seen. What was the outcome of all those celebrities that were being exposed for this child pornography and this human trafficking?
I know they started killing themselves. I heard that. Mm-hmm. That they was so there was a lot of negative press surrounding that, I think, and I think that might have been what kind of silenced it a little bit. Mm-hmm. Because to hear four people back to back just off themselves, mm-hmm. and the conspiracy theorist in me mm-hmm. believes that what's the guy's name? Is it Epstein?
Jeffrey Epstein.
Okay, so they say he died.
No, he's still alive.
Who's the one that said it?
They said he committed suicide.
Right. So the conspiracy theorist in me says that, first of all, he had too many valuable secrets and they didn't know where to go, where to find them and stuff like that. And of course, he wasn't giving up that information because that was his bargaining chip. Mm-hmm. And I think they got a body that looks like him. But I definitely don't think that he's dead anywhere.
He's not dead.
Nope. And I think one of the reasons why they silenced a lot of this is because a couple of people who were involved started killing themselves. And I think that mm-hmm. might have, you know, gave some people some ideas of how to get out of this situation. But hopefully they dredge it back up, because I want to see some people fried.
That's right. And the thing is, and that goes to my point, is because we're letting these medias really dictate how life is run right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. they're choosing what's like, what should be persecuted and what shouldn't be persecuted. And I think just as a people, we should be demanding more. Mm-hmm. Plugging just some quick current things I want you guys to check out. Please check out SareLbey. That's Sarelle Bay. Intro close. So this is the story behind the fabric. She's just a queen in the community doing her thing. You guys know how I get down. I love to plug stuff that's happening in the community. So she's just doing her thing. It says get her free ebook. You can download it. And just again, a sister in the community doing all kind of different things. And I just really want to plug what she's doing. Mm-hmm. And just please go support her. Next we have coming up, if I'm not mistaken, let me check around my time. Montreal ENT Empire Camp Fet, August 7th and August 8th. Looking forward to
next month.
That is going to be lit, according to Trish. We all get in for free. So This is going to be dope. This is going to be so lit. What happened?
Can you define all? Saying all, like all the listeners and everything.
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody.
Oh my goodness.
Just saying, Miss Trish sent you.
Wow.
That's it.
You know, you want me to get in trouble. That's guys not go, nice.
Check it out. You guys want to be there. It's going to be lit.
It's going to be cool.
Last but very far from least, I want to give a shout out to Projet Long Terme, Canada Vacances, Afro Fun. Again, I'm going to put this link on our page, on the Empower Hour page, but, I don't know about you guys, but, we've been looking for a black focus camp, melanin focus camp, and there is one now. Okay.
And
it's called Camp Vacances Afro Fun. So big shout out to the queen, Jem Karma on Facebook. She has been pushing really, really hard, to, you know, just to make this thing happen. And I want to encourage the community to go check it out. If you have children, you want to get them involved in culturally adapted activities, this is what's happening. It's limited space for the first year. Obviously, it's their first year of getting this thing off the ground. They're doing it really grassroots. So I want to encourage the community to just continue to please just support them, look out for them, donate if you can. But I will plug it on our page so we can find out, so you guys can find out more and just join the group. Join the group, answer the questions that they have, and you know, you just do the damn thing. And that's it for me on this side. Again, you guys.
All right. So,
quick commercial break.
That's right. And then some music from DJ Bobby Payne.
When you tell your girlfriend, get changed, you're dressed like a tramp. Change your password so I can see your messages. When are you going to change your mind, you stubborn idiot? Change your attitude when you talk to me. Change your friends. You better change your tone of voice. It's not up to her to change. It's up to you. Violence against women stops now. Talk about it. Do something about it. And call SOS Violence Conjugale. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Blessings. My name is DJ Bobby Payne. I don't know why I'm going to sing it. I hope you enjoyed the first half of the Empower Hour. I don't know, man. You're gonna keep up the same energy right now. I hope everybody's gonna win. 2021, man. Here we come, man. We're done now. Blessings.
Trip up daily just so they can see. Whoa. Turn me up some more so my haters can hear. Been over, then I murder. Call gunner if you want your burger. Oh, baby, you be lining your verses. I be here and say you buying them purses. I can't even lie, you ain't my type. You ain't even all that fine in person. I can guarantee you if you my kind, she got every bag you can imagine. Big house, I can really keep bragging. 100,000 in my mouth like what's happening. Not the big cheap tea, that's embarrassing. He ain't me, you can keep the comparison. My probably one of the baddest. Good girl, turning into a savage. This batch got a problem in traffic. We can't do it, magic.
This is DJ Bobby Payne.
I just keep it fast. Could be really out here doing them magic. Couldn't even see me in last year. Just started and I'm been asking. I ain't even tried to and I passed them. Giving looks, I contribute to fashion. Drop a song, I be giving them caps. Stand alone, not your regular rap. Brand new car is noisy. Come through and it's roaring. You ain't got to worry. Don't care about your boyfriend. See me, I'm getting nervous. I damn near did it perfect. Work hard and determined. It's safe to say I earned it. Hey, none of you guys can flash me. Matter of fact, none of you guys.
This is DJ Bobby Payne.
Yeah! I swear I'm addicted to blue cheese. I got a stick like blue sweet. Bitch, I'm buy my chicken like it's a two-piece. You can have your bitch back, she a groupie. She just swallowed all my kids in a two-seat.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
Yeah! Everybody!
Woke it. Bitch, I'm outside of some movie. Blue cheese.
cheese. I swear I'm addicted to blue cheese. I gotta stick to this paper like blue sweet. Bitch, I'm by my chicken like it's a two-piece. You can have your bitch back to your groupie. She just swung up with my kids in a two-seat. Swag out. But maybe we bringing them gas out. I still got some racks stuck in the trap house. With the 42, I'm blowing up back out. I'm back in the bullshit. Swim back with a full clip. They say I'm wearing full clips. And my shoes, they open. I was sick of they roof crits. Then it's adios. If I'm with your trees, then she give it throat. When I see police, then we get it. Yeah. That's another piece, that's another zone. I see the VVs, now she down to get treated. I got all this water on me like Fiji. Bitch, I'm posted up with hats and sleeves. Smoking the Zaza, it goes straight to the Mata. Then I'm up in the chopper, hitting the cha-cha. Open his lata, then he dancing my chata. Smoking the Zaza, it goes straight to the Mata. Then I'm up in the chopper, hitting the cha-cha. Then I'm open his lata, then he dancing my chata. Whooped it, bitch, I'm outside, it's a movie. Blue cheese, I swear I'm addicted to blue cheese. I gotta stick to this paper like blue sleep. Bitch, I'm by my chicken like it's a two-piece. You can have your bitch back, she a groupie. She just swallow all my kids in a two-seat.
How much weight get pressed in a COV just look at them games? We know about beaters, custom doubt. Me, I had the wildest range. Silences get invested in. Neeks wanna take my spirit, but fail get dealt with fire and lightning. Spin on me in a passenger. Savage, burn up the messenger. Friend of one up, then I'm onto you. Burn up the informer. In a passenger, savage, burn up the messenger. Friend of one up, then I'm onto you. Burn up the informer.
Spin ting on me in this driver's seat. Don't need a boost, I can drive in peace. Where I'm from, need a whack to survive these streets. Shit gets into this pilot scheme. Show me it, turn this corner of light. Way them one, two cats calling me tight. Ain't seen in your life what man saw in the night. Can tell the man back and tell the man.
We in a building, we in a party, we in a We getting money, we getting cards, and we getting I got the hookah, who got the bottles, who got the Got a new bitch, got a new body, got a new he got that hood stroke, yeah. But he got that good throat, and he paid that car note. But he can't stay hard though. Y'all know in my
look, you don't know what you started. I'm the brother retarded. I got the driven kid shit from the floor. The D.O.D.O. They know where it started, yeah. Fuck up the pill, go in the store, shop in Dior. Come to my crib, take off my shirts, pop up my pants, sleep in my drawers. You talking too much, baby, pull up before. We both bust a nut, now leave me alone. When we in Miami, we stay at the Mondrian. We pull up to live in the Cullinan. Walking right to the party, the after parties, after party, the party again. 100 bitches, hardly any man. In my room, it's where the party begin. They take a fight to board, boy, it's time to catch a 10. Look, it's a few of my niggas that sit there stuck up in the gym. If you don't mean, see you out of power, but I can't be a man.
Yeah! We gon' pull up and park shit. Spin to the block when it's lunchtime. Boy got hit in his face. 10 in the morning, ain't waiting for lunch. That's another. Everything I rap, this what I'm living, so I ain't gotta call it a punchline.
Don't cap.
Who's telling me to fall back? But I'm still on the corporate front line. If a nigga say shot, yeah, you know he get shot. I'm with gorillas, they tone that glizzy. You know me, I keep me a Glock. Glizzy. Fuck all them niggas if they from Garvey, cause all them niggas is I. Please stop mentioning dead niggas. That I think y'all niggas did not this again. I just pulled me a four and a leader. Lead. Got a daughter to block, I named Keisha. Keisha. And she tell me she love me every time she fuck me. But be my know she'll treat you. Trish from Dior, Dior, cause Dior. That's what I do for the cleanup. I'm saying they spicing and twirling. Spice. But them niggas be weep against me. This shit can get difficult. You know I'm not with the foolery.
I ain't.
Couple niggas did they want running to them, then I'm removing their jewelry.
Give me that.
Super, super, super tech. I think it's the warm me.
Whoa.
I be running up the bag now. I was just running from truancy.
Running from truancy. Things that happen when you are in popping every night. Whoa. Gotta risk it all, trying to live a legendary life. Gotta keep your boomy on you even when it's close friends. Trying not to mix the money up with emotions. Anything that happen when you are in popping every night. Gotta risk it all, trying to live a legendary life.
Was amazing. Her booty shot crazy. She say all the gym folks, but she been feeling lazy. She been late night snacking, but shawty still my baby. Several watches later, I still rock her home. I'm praying for the bed, I'm praying for my home. I sleep
by scale and everybody know it. I hate it when a pretty girl starts snoring. Looking in the mirror like you a lucky man. How you gonna forget you spent $100,000? Life must be good, it must be great and fuck. I'm from where another cost you $80. Mask on in the club, I make him break it up. He came outside, he thought mosquitoes ate him up. This if I ate town, make him take a bow. Come up with you, but you used to date a clown. Yeah, I want my cake and wanna eat it too. Spend it too. I get what you get just for an interlude. I might cop a yacht just to post a peek. Sleep or spin your block till he get motion sick. Nigga cocaine with my co-defendant. I had that pussy pissing once I hit that kidney. She been quarantined, Ella shouted thick. She been quarantined, Ella shouted thick. She been quarantined, Ella shouted hips wide. Come on right, come on right, come on right.
That's right, that's right. It's DJ Bobby Payne. To everybody, man. Hope you guys just success and enough blessings, man. This is the second half of Empower Hour. Blessings, man. See you prosperous in the new year.
It's that kind of morning, y'all. I hope everyone is feeling great as I do today. Mm-hmm. I am looking at all types of different things that are going on in the entertainment industry right now. And I am like, Lord, have mercy. The industry is on fire right now, y'all. And y'all know I got some of my favorites that I like to talk about and stuff like that. So I just want to like, you know, just rub a little oil on some of the people that I love. So y'all know Trick Daddy?
Yes.
Trick love the kids.
We know what he said. I do at least. Go ahead though.
So Trick Daddy has a restaurant. And on the show Love and Hip Hop, that he's always bringing out his catering skills to feed the people, and they always talk about how good his food is. But there is some things that are going on right now between Beyonce's Beehive and Trick Daddy and his restaurant, in regards to service and the quality of the food. And Trick Daddy has some real wild stuff to say. So they pretty much said that the restaurant had roaches.
Well, you have to tell them why they're going ahead and did. What did Trick Daddy say, Kaya?
Okay, but he said that after they came for him. Oh, no, they said it. Oh, he said it first. Okay, so first things first. So Trick Daddy says that Beyonce can't sing and that she is to R&B what Jay-Z was to rap when he was out there saying that he was the king of rap or the king of hip hop.
Some shots were fired.
So very much heavy, so heavy shots. Wow. But you know that you can't really come for Queen Bee like that without the Beehive going crazy. So they, I don't know if they actually frequented the restaurant, but they did say that they went to the restaurant and that there was roaches.
There's so many roaches.
That a roach ran across someone's steak.
The Beehive went in.
They said that the food tasted like bath water and that the bathroom was disgusting. It looked like someone gave birth on the floor. That there was blankets and roaches inside the bathroom.
They are trying to make people not go there, clearly.
It's like, don't talk
hilarious.
About
B. I'm sorry. Don't talk about Beyonce. Yo.
We're going to come for you.
Ah, man, it's terrible. So they're saying pretty much anyways that they're just getting in his behind right now about this. So I don't know how the restaurant is going to do, because he went from having a full like 5 stars to 2.6 stars on Google.
And it didn't take long.
And it didn't take over an hour and a half.
Exactly.
No, yeah.
It didn't take long.
It was like record dropping. Yeah.
That's a little scary though.
Yeah, that a person could, that they could cancel you that way.
And it's not even Beyonce. It's her fans.
Exactly.
That's guys, fans is fanatic. You know, that stands for fanatic.
Right.
I mean,
for sure.
But you know what? People are really, really like you know, on it about Beyonce. And I think it's part of this hip roll thing that she does. And when she does her fingers like this,
she's hypnotizing
that kind of like
them.
Hypnotizes like, the people.
I like the fingers.
Yeah, yeah. She does this thing like, you know, I think you guys might have seen it. Back in the days, they had a movie. Oh my gosh. I wish I could. I'm going to tell you the name of it next week, though. But it's a lady. It's about a scientist who takes the essence of a woman that he used to love and puts it in a robot. And the robot kind of like turns into the woman.
Oh, from back in the day.
It's from way, way, way back in the day. It's like a black and white movie.
Okay, I got
it. And she ends up having like a banana skirt on and some and then like some banana things over
what
her boobs. And she does this crazy dance. But when he puts her out in front of the crowd, she hypnotizes the people. And they kind of say like, that's what Beyonce like modeled herself after.
Okay.
Well, I kind of feel like that's what she did to the people, because the people be out here fighting for Beyonce, man. Like
hard.
She pay bills at their house or something. Actually, one time my sister tried to have a fight with me about Beyonce online. And I had to block her off my page.
Ooh.
I was like, listen, Beyonce didn't really have that baby. And because that belly lets us know that she ain't had no baby child.
Ooh.
And my sister said, just because you fat slob kebabs can't get it together after you have babies,
said.
Don't mean that Beyonce didn't. So don't come for the queen bee. And we had to block her.
She was ready to
fight the girls down about Beyonce child. Later on, years later, she said, girl, when I go back and think about that, I said, I was a mess for Beyonce.
Yeah.
I said, well, God, listen, and she came to me one day. She said, oh, happy birthday, sister. I said, no, go tell your sister Beyonce happy birthday. So, yeah, so the Beehive really went in on Trick Daddy. So we just want to say, Trick, hold on, just hang in there. We know that the Beehive, they'll let up eventually and things will go back to normal. But in this time, take a chance, take the time to, like, you know, fix up things in the restaurant. Just make sure that the people that do come in have some positive things. Maybe you want to have, like, an event where you just, you know, do, like, a new menu and stuff like that.
An
and
event,
get it together.
A
but,
sale, something.
Yeah, something. And just, you know, fix your rapport with the people, because they mad at you, Trick.
Close and reopen. Sorry.
Revamp.
Right, with a new name and stuff. Because right now, the Beehive got they claws.
R.I.P. Exactly. Yeah,
do apologies work with the Beehive? I don't know. Can he apologize?
No, I think it's a little bit too late.
Yeah,
he's already at a 2.6.
Oh, he went very, very hard on Beyonce,
really
though.
Hard.
I wish I could play the soundbite, but it's like,
it's not nice.
And I don't agree with him. He sounded a real butthurt on that. Like, I mean, Beyonce can sing. Like, let's
Did
be
you
honest.
Say butthurt?
Yes,
your butthurt.
Cool.
Yes. Correct. That is correct.
That's what she said.
I thought that's what I heard, but I was like,
she did say butthurt, yeah.
Yeah, no, because, like, I mean, guys, Beyonce can sing. Like, let's not. And she's worked very hard for her craft. And, like, and the way he's trying to say it, the way he's trying to downplay her, he was trying to downplay Jay-Z too.
Well, he said, yeah, pretty much, like, she's.
Sir. Incorrect.
Yeah, come on.
I know. It's a sad story. I don't know why they're having a beef, but obviously he's ruffled some feathers and they ruffled some back. So I think that y'all are even now. I think they're even now. I think they should just leave each other alone.
I think so too. Yep.
But moving on. So I had to rewatch this video over and over again. Did you guys see T-Pain talking about his interaction with Usher a couple years back, where they were riding on a plane going to an award show, and he fell asleep on the plane and a stewardess came in to wake him up and said, hey, listen, Usher'd like to speak to you in the back. So he wakes up and he goes in the back, he sits with Usher, and Usher says, you know, he said he started with the formalities were very short. Hey, how you doing? Everything good? Good. Listen, I want to tell you, you know, you really, really ruined music with auto-tune.
He did.
Oh,
yeah.
Shoot.
And he said,
I heard about this. Yes.
Yeah. T-Pain is actually, he said that started, amongst other things, that started a downward spiral for him being actually severely depressed, clinically depressed.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because he said he went back and sat in his seat and he thought to himself, oh my God, did I really ruin music with auto-tune?
Mm.
And I laughed really hard about it, but I think that it's so sad because it's actually true.
Mm.
I feel like it's true.
Yeah.
I feel like there's so many talented people out there that should have had a seat at the table before T-Pain, and for him to come along and say, it's okay to not be able to really sing, even though he can sing.
He can sing.
But
he's not the creator of
auto-tune,
guys.
No, for sure. But however, him taking auto-tune and turning it into what he did kind of made it messed up, because now every rapper is singing where they usually would hire a real singer.
True.
Now they're saying, nah, I don't need a singer. I can do this myself. So it cuts out a whole group of people who can actually really sing. Crooners. people who can really belt out music, and they're no longer a necessity to the community because they've made this a fad.
I don't think T-Pain should have ever had to take that burden. He did what he needed to do with his craft, and he's an artist, and however he chooses to display his art is his choice. And so I find that from a vet like that, that's disheartening.
Part of the problem with this is that he also agrees.
Oh wow,
that he may.
Well, you're gonna hear that from a vet. You're gonna feel it. No,
T-Pain. You know, he agrees with that because track. Now going back and attempting to sing with his real voice, no one will buy the music.
So this is where
we haven't really heard from him. So now it's like it's the birth of autotune and the death of autotune in a certain number of years, especially for him. And then now where is T-Pain?
Right. No, I hear you.
So he's definitely, and he's speaking about it now. So we know that it's just like, dang, guys, it's sad to say, but you know, the brother, I wish that he would have just come out as himself first, then introduced
exactly,
and then kind of segued into the auto tune thing, but just doing it like this, I feel Usher. I feel him 110% because you know what? Usher's like, ever since you started that, it made it hard for me to get jobs, and I'm a real singer. So I just want you to know I don't like you for that.
Totally understand.
You know, and I feel him. I kind of feel him. So I know this is not really entertainment, but I just had to stick this in here because I think that it is so funny. Seattle Pride event to charge white people a $50 reparations fee to attend. And they're saying that the event is being held solely for the black and brown members of the LGBT community, and that if any white people would like to attend, that they have to pay a fee of between $10 and $20 for reparation fees to attend.
I saw that.
Okay. So.
Okay.
I feel like they might be onto something.
I'm not fully mad.
I'm not mad.
Yeah, look at you guys pondering.
No. Hey. Okay. You know,
the crew is pondering.
Yeah, I have a situation where when the rallies for George Floyd was happening, some of my people from the LGBT community, family and friends, hit me up, and they were kind of like on a group call one day, and they're like, oh, we were listening to you on the radio and we were watching you. We don't think that you're showing enough love to the community.
I think you said this before.
Yeah. You know, I told you they came to the house to fight. Yes, to fight, yes. Actually, they came to fight.
You did tell me this story.
They came to fight, and with the other ones on video call, like, yeah, we wanted to tell you something. Like,
my mama told me to tell you.
Yes. So I said, you know, one of the things that I think that a lot of people don't understand also about the LGBT community, even though they have this umbrella where they say, you know, all of the people like us are welcome under this umbrella, they have a lot of classism and within and even racism within Absolutely. The community.
Right.
So they have this umbrella and they say, come and stand here with us. But you know, the truth is that you identifying with that doesn't mean that that's solely what you are.
Right.
So what happens is that they start breaking down the lines, but the fact that there's some black and brown members that feel like they needed to be celebrated separately from that because they don't get the love that they feel like they're supposed to get within the community. And then charge people of other races to get in. I feel like it's warranted because if we're here trying to celebrate this and when we come into the parade with everyone else, we're treated as second class.
Right.
Maybe we need to do our own LGBT community parade by ourselves.
Yeah.
So it says a lot about where we were at last year when they came to me with this situation, because I said to them, the black community doesn't have any problem with you being gay or being who it is that you are.
Right.
We have a problem with you acting like we don't love you and that you have to go and stand over there in order to be accepted by anyone. That's not the truth. You gave up on us too soon. We were trying to understand. And now that we do, you know, you got to allow us to be who we are too. We trying to allow, you got to allow us to be too. So now the community is trying to find ways to pretty much bind together within the community as small groups in order to, I guess, to protect, I guess, the, I don't know if you want to say the integrity of of the people right. that are involved in the community. So I feel like I like this. Mm-hmm. I like that it. They did this. Yeah, I'm
well, and I'm like, for it. Now you're looking at a lot of like drag things that just stole from the ballroom community, right?
Right.
I know maybe a lot of people don't know what the ballroom community is, but go watch Paris is Burning.
Yes.
Go learn about Marsha P. Johnson. And like that was basically disenfranchised black and brown, gay, trans women, and men, well, gay and men. Mm-hmm. Who had to found their own families and houses to survive.
Wow.
Right? And they had to be on the streets and do all these things. And they basically came together at these ballrooms to gather together and like enjoy themselves, like find the little bit of happiness that they can. And that's where you're all that, yes, God, okay.
Okay.
All that stuff comes from the ballroom. All
right.
And then when I'm here watching RuPaul's Drag Race and all this, and all these non-melanated women are all like, okay.
Oh, yes.
Yes. All of that, I'm just like, I have a problem.
Yes. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Appropriation.
I do it.
Appropriation.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm totally for it.
Absolutely. So my last rant for the day, I guess we're going to say my last, because I need to rant this piece out, because I always, you know, I always find these articles where I'm like, are you crazy? So a Florida woman discovers almost $1 billion in a checking account, and she says that she's having a hard time returning it.
I don't even know why we know about that. Why do we know about that? Why didn't you just handle that, though, that the Lord gave you?
Well, she says she's heard, she says she's heard stories about money's coming into accounts.
Okay.
Oh, well, of course.
And people taking the money out and then having to pay it back.
Right. Okay.
Even though I think that's very unfair, because the bank does make you pay it back. If they put money accidentally in your account and you spend it,
leave.
Right.
Go to a non-extraditable country. And leave.
Right. Exactly.
Take that bill and go.
Why
are we?
Yeah. Why is that even?
Start transferring. I'd like to make a withdrawal.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
And then get out.
Get out of there.
Yeah.
That's,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Nope.
Wow.
That was a lose.
Yeah. Very big. That was a big L. Oh.
She said she was horrified.
Okay. You know what?
Okay. Yeah. So I'm just gonna because they put her name in here. So I'm gonna just say her name, Julia Yonkowski. This is how we know. This is how. Yep.
This is how we know.
Agility.
You should have started with that.
Yeah. That's what happens right there.
Yeah. So that's it. That's all. That's my stuff for the day. And the fact that I gotta tell y'all this.
Of course, we got time.
Black employees at Atlanta IKEA call out in protest of the Juneteenth menu featuring fried chicken and watermelon. So they hit up the employees there and let them know that the menu that was going to be for Juneteenth would include watermelon, collard greens, fried chicken, potato salad, candy yams. IKEA. I guess y'all just don't want this dollar no more. I just guess y'all just don't want this black dollar. Y'all don't really want this black dollar.
Well, so they're trying to cater, and they end up offending, being offensive in trying to
cater. I just feel like, man.
No, but it's like, who on your committee said that was a good idea? Like, where are these cultural committees? I've been having these meetings with these groups, these organizations, and they're telling me they're working on diversity, first of all, when people come to me with any kind of diversity, I'm like, stop. What's happening with the melanated agenda, the black agenda? I don't care nothing about diversity, like, just keep it 100. But it's like, where are your groups? Where are your collectives? Where are your committees? And, like, how many black people do you have on your staff that are actually advising you?
They said none. They said none of the people who put together the menu were actually melanated.
Ah.
A big apology was issued to the members, to the employees that worked there, and pretty much they protested it. So they just basically just wanted to say, like, you know what, you guys can't ever do that again. And IKEA pretty much gave a sorry.
Ah. Oh, whatever. And we're still going to buy it tomorrow. Tomorrow there's melanated people there spending money.
July 2nd, of course, because they just moved.
Okay. Facts. They were there yesterday, they're there today, and they're going back tomorrow.
Mikey is closed today, but... You know what I'm saying? All right. Kai, you have any more?
Yeah, I got a little something.
Of course.
Just
no problem.
Something.
No problem.
No, because Quavo and Saweetie, who we once spoke about earlier on, about their whole big breakup and the whole scandal, and they were talking about the fact that he might have taken some of the cars that he gave her back. Turns out she still had the baby blue Bentley.
Okay.
And it appears that it's up for sale for $279,888.
It's hers.
No, it is hers. It is hers, but it says a lot right now. I don't know. I haven't heard Saweetie release any music recently, so I don't know what's going on with the bag right now, but she's definitely selling the car, which I would never do unless I really, really needed the money. So maybe that's what the situation is right now.
But they were saying for artists, COVID was really tough because, and a lot of them didn't want to release music because where you make your money is your tours. Mm-hmm. So if you can't tour during COVID, why are you releasing music? You're just waiting for it, which is why a lot of people didn't release any music throughout the year last year.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
That hurt. Yeah, that definitely hurt because she's selling this baby. I wish she would have. I wish there was something else that could have happened in order for her not to be able to be. I don't know. I don't know if I like her being exposed this way. She's just. It's too soon into her career to be exposed this way. I don't really like how this looks, but whatever it is, anyway, sis, it's better to be sitting on $279,000. Anyways, you might as well throw that Bentley, get you a little Honda Accord, and put $100,000. In your purse, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, might be in the memories. She might be upgrading. Let's keep it positive. She might be upgrading. She might be like, you know, that was out with the old.
You know what? New Bay might have said you got to get rid of that joint.
Exactly. She might be pulling a Beyonce just for Trick Daddy's sake. Upgrade.
I like it. I like it. I like it.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. Anyways, the City Girls. I don't know. I gave some positive results about them, positive reports about them, a couple months ago. But I'm going through some things right now. I seen something the other day, and I seen JT be very rude to a fan the other day on stage, and she wasn't really nice. The fan was trying to just pretty much pass her cell phone as to like say like you record yourself sing your first part of your verse on my phone. A lot of artists do. It actually Word? These days that they take
but I'm like she working right
that's
now
a bit
right.
much. That's yeah. a bit much
no like no
you, she working
right now we're we're in a different phase
I get
musically
I get why she didn't
when
do it,
it comes to the when it comes to the industry right now we know a lot of artists like Tory Lanez, Lil Yachty,
Jacquees, stealing people's songs.
Well, they take the people them cell phones from the crowd and they turn around and record the crowd while they're rapping. That's you know true. What I'm
right.
saying? And sorry, they record the crowd behind them while they're rapping and then pass the phone back.
Right, yeah.
Well, JT was very rude to a fan. She pretty much gave her the period. Yeah. Gesture.
Really, I didn't see that. Yeah, I gotta go look back. I gotta go look back
I'm
at that.
I'm gonna share it on our page.
I wanna go see that.
Yeah, it was kind of rude. It was kind of like
kind of nasty.
And you know, they've been saying for the last month and a half now that they think that Young Miami and JT should actually break up because JT is very nasty. And they actually are trying to say something like she's kind of a little bit jealous of Young Miami, and someone actually called her ugly and that she has a nasty attitude. So
those are harsh words.
Yeah.
Those are very harsh words.
It's looking bad right now. And you know that it was said that, what's this little boy that put the gem in his forehead? What's his name again?
Lil Uzi Vert.
This is her boyfriend. So now Lil Uzi Vert say she's not pretty without her wig.
No way.
Wait, they still together?
This is slander. This is straight slander. Yes, they're together still?
Why? I guess maybe because the industry wants him to be, but he definitely made jokes about
her. I don't
her
like that.
Not being cute with a wig off.
Look at him. Did he look at himself?
Well, that's just the nerve of him, first of all.
I don't want to go into our... Anyway, yeah, bless okay.
You. Yeah, so I don't know. I'm kind of upset about JT the way that she handled that just due like to the that fact either. That she's already getting a lot of negative press right now. And I think that she should just watch it. Because there's a lot of people right now that are not rooting for you, sis. I'm rooting for you, but I don't think a lot of people out there are rooting for you. So her PR rep needs to step up their game and like give her some real instruction on how to carry herself from now on. And that's my piece, y'all. Shout out to Montreal, because you know y'all are the dopest city right now. Montreal has been giving it up all summer. Ladies, y'all look fly out there. Fellas, you looking real good. I did not know there was that many cute men in Montreal.
So that.
I just want to give a little shout out before I get out of here, y'all.
I'm clearly not in these streets enough.
Everybody is fine. Delivery men, hello.
Everybody is fine.
Right? They've been quarantined too long.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of handsome guys in the last couple of months. My goodness, I am truly impressed. I'm like, where y'all been?
Right?
I always thought Montreal, everybody in Montreal was ugly. Right?
I have to say this quickly before I get into my movie review. The other day I was taking a walk with my mom. We were pushing her wheelchair, and there was this fine brown-skinned brother with dreads who walked by running slowly.
If you hear this, brother.
Right? Oh, goodness. And let me tell you, my dad almost ran over my feet because I was staring so hard. my dad's the only person who calls me by my full name. He was like, jeez. You know they play the music slowly when somebody fine walks by? I was like, who is he? Sorry.
No, that's not the music.
No, that's not the music. That's not the music. That's not the music.
It's that dreamy music.
It's that. Da, 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 da. Exactly.
And then he go on real. So it's like, hey, Miss Parker.
You know what came in my
head? Hey, boys.
You know what? I'm going to be clean, but you know what came in my head when I see him? When We from Dank. When Ooh. We. Oh. Hey. All right.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
On the dresser.
Here we go. That song came right in my head, and my dad almost ran over my feet. Anyways, we are going to get into my quick movie review since it is a holiday. I don't know if you guys are going to go out watch movies. I don't know what you guys are going to do, but I'm going to talk about Lupe today. So Lupe is a show that Money Heist fans have been waiting for since the season finale. Netflix says the French thriller's first five episodes, which dropped on January 8th, reached 70 million viewers, making the series as popular as mega hits like The Queen's Gambit and Bridgerton. In the series, French actor Omar Sy, who is melanated, plays Hassan Diop, a modern-day thief who models his life off Maurice Leblanc's iconic gentleman burglar, Arsène Lupin. So for me, I normally love a good mystery show, and this always leaves me on a good cliffhanger. Now, season two is already out, and although sometimes watching movies with another original language can be horrible on the eyes, but this one is well done because it is in French naturally, but they're speaking over it, but it's not too bad. So if you're a person like me, remember I told you I like a good crime show last week, right? So you want to watch this, you know, I'm saying if you want a cliffhanger, you want to watch this. I'm going to give this movie a good Chris Brown and say.
Oh, it's not even playing.
It's not playing, but it was Look At Me Now.
That was anticlimactic.
It's okay. It was Look At Me Now. It's okay.
Look at me now.
Hey.
Look at me now.
Hey.
Look at me now.
Hey.
Yeah. I'm getting paper.
But now you can play the coffee conversations.
Well, yeah, I'm going to put it back on my computer.
Not a problem.
Because, you know.
It's okay. It didn't play. We got other shows.
And now it's time for coffee conversations.
Oh. Okay, y'all. With 8 minutes left to today's show, I tend to be competitive in certain games, and I was told that I'm not a good Taboo player. And I don't like that, all right? I was told that I can't be on someone's team. So I want you guys to rate me, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to give you guys the clue, right? You got to guess the word. You guys know how to play Taboo around here?
All no.
Right. I'm going to give you the clue. You have to guess the word. That's it. It's as simple as that.
Okay, got it.
P, you're going to go first.
What?
Because you're sitting at the table first. I'm going to go in the order.
We have to sit at the table first.
Well, whatever. Okay.
You're so combative.
My God. No, you're picking on me.
All right. Go ahead. Gina, actually, you can see what the word is at the top. Make sure he doesn't see it. It's this one right here.
I'm trying to cheat. I can't even cheat. Good.
See it?
I
can't see. It's too small. I'm sorry.
Let me see. Zoom it in.
Okay.
Okay, I got it.
All right.
Anyways.
Okay, you have this
What's the game we're playing?
Taboo.
Okay, run through.
All right, you have this to go clean out your body.
Clean out my body?
Yeah, exactly. It's hot.
Wash
it? It's a color.
It's a color. It cleans out my body?
Yeah, it's a color. It creams out your body. Mm-hmm. It's something that you ingest.
Okay, like
orange.
A purge?
Okay, no, I
okay,
can't.
Like
Centipods? It's a beverage.
Centipods
orange
tea.
Juice.
No, it's not orange juice. There's another one.
And it's the name Centipods of it is a color?
It's two names. It's two part.
Green tea.
There you go.
Okay.
Not Centipods tea?
Not, no,
it
not
should
that.
Have been Santa Pod.
No,
go ahead.
Okay, I'm gonna give
cleans out my system. Since when is green mint tea?
It's an antioxidant.
Yeah,
yes,
it's not good. Santa Pod, exactly.
And it helps you. Apparently, helps you lose weight, burns fat, all kinds of
okay.
things.
Okay, so Santa Pod. I'm gonna give Gina this one.
Santa Pods make you go to the bathroom. It does clean out the system.
Okay,
though.
Okay, good.
This is very easy, G. You got this. Mm-hmm. What is the name of this segment?
Oh, the coffee conversations?
Thank you. That was a name, coffee. All right.
Oh, okay.
Wow, you gave Gina like the easiest one. You see, for all our listeners out there, you guys hear what's happening. For all our listeners, feel bad for me.
Well, because you pick on me so much.
Great.
Okay.
Victim.
All right, I'm going to give Kaya
I know
you
didn't.
This one.
Okay.
See it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, boy. You do this in relationships when you're trying to see how somebody acts. You do this to them. You want to see how they are when they're mad. You want to see how they are when they're sad. What are you doing to them? Oh. You push their buttons on purpose.
You're antagonizing them.
Okay, what's another word for
you're
that?
You're provoking them.
Another word for that? It's a word. The word is smaller than that.
Mm-hmm. Mocking them?
Mm-hmm. The word is smaller than that. So you put them through a...
test. They're testing them.
Exactly. Okay. That's right. So, okay. See, I'm not so bad. Did you guys get it?
Yeah, but I might have said, what do you do to get out of high school, or what kind of thing you have to do to get out of things?
You can't say high school.
Oh.
Remember, there's certain words here that I'm unable to say.
See, okay. I didn't know that.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to try one more with you guys, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to give Pharaoh this one.
Give me a hard one because I'm going to crush this game.
You see it?
Don't give me a hard one.
Yeah.
Okay. This person is a... Shit, I can't even say that. Sorry, I cuss. This person is a character on Disney.
Yeah.
Mickey he's
Mouse.
There you go. That's
oof.
It. Easy. Mm. Okay.
No, I used my telepathy just now. Sorry.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to give Gina this one.
Okay.
All right. What would I say? It's a part on your face.
Nose, eyes.
Yeah, that's it. Easy. Okay, and I'm going to give Kaya...
So they let you say face? Like, that was the easy one.
Well, it's there. I don't know what you
want
to
do. Why are you mad that I'm just great?
No, you're right.
You're the one who called me Gina the Great.
You're right.
Just accept my greatness. Yeah.
There you go.
I was being sarcastic
all right.
that time.
Well, okay, and Kaya, I'm going to give her this one. She's going to get it immediately.
Yeah.
This guy's really good at this.
Men have...
penises.
Under that.
Balls.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. I love this game.
Okay,
you know,
so
this really lets me know how you guys
think. Listen.
But you know what? I'm happy that I got it right. At least I know my parts.
You know your body part. So that was this episode of Coffee Conversations. I don't think I'm too bad at taboo for the person who did tell me that. But you know what? Doesn't matter, sir. So
I just love the fact we use live radio to just prove a point. So all 20,000, 30,000 listeners we have, you know, everybody's now like, okay.
People's going to be like, Trish wasn't that bad at taboo.
No,
she did pretty great.
That's it. So
that's why I might upset the masses because, you know, I have a tendency to do that.
Next time you have to call out names, though. It's not... If you're going to be proving points, you got to call out names.
No, I don't do that. I don't do that. All right. So how do you guys feel?
I do it all the time.
That's your business. How do you guys feel about today's show as we have 3 minutes left?
I just hope everybody enjoyed it on this happy day off day.
Happy day off day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm super grateful. Again, I'm grateful to life, God, and our creator, and to the ancestors. And I just want to remind everybody again, go check out OFCCommunity.com for everything you need. All right, we're here.
All right, where do they find OFCCommunity.com? And where does that mean? I mean, not where they find it, but you know what I mean. Sorry, it's our day off, all right? And I'm tired, okay?
I hear that.
It's the same thing I did last week. Go ahead.
Yes, so I'm still not sure if I understand the question, but...
Well, where do they find all the info they want on OFC? Is it OFC.com? Are there links? Is there pages?
Yeah,
like, where do they go?
No, that's the one. Thank you. No, but thank you for reiterating that. No, honestly, the work we've done over the last couple of weeks or months at this point is making everything... You could find everything off that site, OFCCommunity.com. You could go to the membership sections. You could go to the... you want to find out about the history of the OFC, you could check our accomplishments. You want to check out the community calendar. You go check contacts. You want to find out about the OFC code of conduct. Everything's on there. Like, you know, and definitely we're encouraging people to become members of the club. Let's grow.
Queen Kaya, how did you feel about today and where can we find you?
Everything is great. And I'm at Strong Firm Bottom, all one word, on Instagram. Hit me. Oh, and go and watch Bad Gal on YouTube.
Hey. Talk about it. Kaya, you were supposed to freestyle and you didn't. I'm saying...
All right, listen.
Next time.
I need my beat in advance.
All right. I was good. Today was great. It's a holiday, but we are doing good. I feel good, and I'm just going to go home and probably sleep after this. But, kings and queens, this was the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. Hopefully, you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT, the OFC, the Pub St. Pierre, and to our amazing team. I am Miss Trish. Stay black, blessed, and highly favored, and thank you for listening on this wonderful day.
You peep my aura, you love the glow. Before you touch my shine, just know it ain't my style, it ain't my shame.
Blacker than licorice. Harder utter another brother with penmanship. Smooth as butter, my lady lover is cinnamon. From the gutter, my baby mother, my venison. What that mean? My dear, like your dinner, singing Bambi. Can we get a bit of color on the...
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.